So it's not uncommon before sentencing for a defendant to come in with some motions late in the game. The question is how permissible should it be? When is a deal really a deal in our criminal justice system? We're joined by Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law, to explore what's happening with the Ethan Crumbly case. Todd, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Guy. How are you?
Very good. So, I mean, we've got this plea agreement between prosecutors and Crumbly's attorneys. He agrees to plead guilty to four charges of murder. They know from jump that that could bring a life without parole sentence. So how do you try to change the deal after the fact?
Well, actually, what they have to do is they have to have a Miller hearing. That's mandatory, right? So a Miller hearing is going to determine the factors that are required for a judge to either sentence the person to life without parole or to a term of years. It's mandatory based on our precedents in the Eighth Amendment, cruel and unusual punishment. So that Miller hearing, the defense has said what's triggered all of this is the prosecution filed their witness list. And on their witness list, they have 12 minors, they have law enforcement, they have the computer expert coming in, they have a psychiatrist, they have several witnesses. And the reason they're doing that is because they want to look at the facts and circumstances of the surroundings in the case. The defense is saying, hey, wait, stop, don't do that. All you have to determine, you don't look at the horrificness of this case, you don't look at those facts and circumstances, you look only whether or not he hits these certain check marks in the Miller requirements, his maturity, his, you know, development, his understanding. Is he basically, the term of the day, is he corrupt beyond being rehabilitated? So where is this young man in those factors that you're going to look at? Well, I think the prosecution's right. I think the prosecution has to bring in his role, his circumstances, and there's going to be witnesses that testify about his maturity and his lack of maturity. So all of those things are necessary. Once that's done, then the judge can say, without violating the Constitution, I either sentence him to a term of years or life without parole. So that's first and foremost, must have that. The other motion the defense filed was, hey, allow me to wear some street clothes to the sentencing. And candidly, when I was a courtroom prosecutor in front of Judge Crockett always had to make sure that every defendant came into the courtroom with a tie and a button-down shirt. Mm-hmm. Well, that is mandatory for a trial. You're not, you know, that you have to have the defendant sit at the defense table and not in chained up, not in, you know, jail, house blues or reds, but you had to have them in front of a jury trial, sitting before the jury, and proper attire. Well, not so much for any kind of evidentiary hearing. There is no requirement. The law is silent on it. Defense is saying, hey, listen, it doesn't advance the state need. There's no state, procedure that's going to be violated. So they're asking, can he wear his street clothes? I don't find that to be a compelling argument. And the fact of the matter is, it'll be a discretionary call on behalf of the court.
Okay. This is Lloyd, Todd, and good morning.
Good morning, Lloyd.
So even if Ethan Crumbly didn't want to withdraw this life without parole part of the plea and just left everything the same, they still would have had to have a Miller hearing?
Yeah, so he's not withdrawing his plea. There is a Miller hearing that's coming up on the 27th, 28th of this month. He pled guilty to murder and to, you know, multiple counts. One count of terrorism causing death, first time I think ever in the history of our country. So once you get that, you can't automatically sentence the minor to life without parole. You have to have, Lloyd, you have to have that hearing to determine the factors, whether or not there is a mitigating factor here of the several that would allow Crumbly to be sentenced instead of to death in prison, whether or not he could be sentenced to a term of years so that he would be parolable at some point in time.
Todd, I don't want to blindside you with something that we didn't prompt you on, but I don't know if you saw it. Local 4 had the body cam video of the apprehension of Rashad Trice last night in the kidnapping and killing of 2-year-old Winter Smith.
Sure.
After the apprehension, and it was fraught because he resisted arrest, they had to tase him, then drag him out of the car. He was injured in the process, and the officer is inquiring about his welfare, telling him he's going to get treatment for his injuries. And out of nowhere, he says, I'm going to spend the rest of my life in prison. They have it on the body cam. Kind of came out of nowhere. Could certainly be interpreted as an admission. Is that admissible in court?
So the rules of evidence allow statements by a party opponent into the case. And you hit the nail on the head. Is it a admission by a party opponent? So could they use that against them? I'm going to prison for the rest of my life. Is a statement against, it is an admission by a person, and it's a statement against penal interest. So, yeah, it would be allowed into evidence because it basically is the confession. Why'd you kill Johnny, and you're silent? That's a confession. That's an admission too. So yeah, this is one where he's admitting that he's going to prison for the rest of his life.
So it's not a Miranda problem because he hadn't been Miranda'd at that point.
It's a voluntary statement. So Miranda has a trigger of two things must have. One, you got to be in custody. All right. You hit that one. Got to add here. You must be interrogated. So you get one plus one. One, must be in custody. Two, you got to be interrogated. That's when Miranda kicks in. It's everything you need to know you learn in Law and Order there. So here's the ticket. So if I ask you questions while you're in lockup, Miranda's there. If you voluntarily come in and I ask you questions, no Miranda necessary. If I have you locked up but there's no questions being asked and you start to make statements, no interrogation going on, so Miranda doesn't kick in. So if he wasn't being interrogated, he's that is all free of being violated of the Fifth Amendment. So and the fact of the matter is this guy, after I looked at his Monroe County escapade back in 21, it is almost identical to what took place here, except for the homicide. So this gentleman has many things going against them because they'll be able to bring in the prior bad acts to show that this isn't a lack of mistake. This is, a common scheme and plan. Yeah, the pattern, the 404B, right?
Okay.
So another rule of evidence, it's going to come in. And this man is a disturbed person.
He is indeed. Todd, we thank you for your insights on this Tuesday morning. Have a great day and take care.
Always a pleasure, Guy.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Todd Flood, our legal eagle on these matters. When we come back, the headlines of the day to get your day started.